Marty, good to see you.
Thanks for having me.
An exciting week at New Mexico State University, and really an exciting week as well for Las Cruces. A groundbreaking was held for a new visual arts building at NMSU. And for folks who have been in the current building, D.W. Williams Hall, they will probably agree there is need for a replacement. This building is about 80 years old, I believe, and it was a gymnasium many years ago. So you get the idea that a new building is in order. This will also be an art museum, and it will have a new name as well to honor two major donors. And the people of New Mexico are major donors on this too, because a bond approval was passed, or a bond was approved by voters several years ago to help fund this building.
The Devastales, and they get a lot of credit, this couple, for their goodwill towards the university and for making this happen. And that is going to be called the Devastale building.
Devastale Hall, yes.
Hall. And so we just got the story at the last minute yesterday, and I'm glad we were able to get it in. So it's a good story, and as you say, one of those projects that the university really needs.
Yes, and you know, Amu Devastale at the groundbreaking made the point that the arts represents a big part of our economy in New Mexico. And so
absolutely,
to boost the arts, to have a better museum for the arts in Las Cruces is also an economic driver as well.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. You had a very big story as well from over the weekend, which was the annual Bataan Memorial March at White Sands Missile Range. Lots of photos, too, I understand.
Photos. We'll put more photos on the web. But we have two riders that I think we might have used Cheryl Falstead in the past. Bud Russo, I'm not so sure. But they wrote separate articles, and they were very, very, very well written, and a real bird's eye view of the march and just how it went down and how strenuous it was. It makes me go, how can I don't know if I could do this. And Cheryl wrote about Ben Skardon. He's 100 years old, oldest surviving marcher.
Wow.
And she went marching with him. Oh. And Ben's Brigade, as it's called.
What an experience. And fortunately, the weather wasn't too bad for this either, so that was good. So,
right.
All right. Well, another story here. This I know will have a lot of interest. It's a sanctuary for abused horses in the area.
Dharma Horse Equine Sanctuary, and the owner is Catherine Chrisley Schreiber, and she writes the Stablewoman column for the Bulletin once a month. This is not her column. She just sent this article a few days ago about expansion plans and upgrades to the facility, and it's a real feel-good story for anybody who loves horses, as I do, and because they take rescued and damaged animals and get them back to health and use them either in teaching or other. There are a number of different uses out there, depending on how their health is. So,
all right,
it's a good story in Southwest Living.
And the Bulletin does a great job of profiling local artists and musicians. This week, you have a painter, Wayne Huber.
Wayne Huber, and he is among a number of artists who will be joining the First Friday Art Ramble on April 6th, that's next weekend. But we have a feature on him and all his paintings, and he is having an exhibit called Memories of George O'Keefe from 5 to 8 on April 6th at Dragonfly Restaurant.
All right, downtown Las Cruces, and it's great to see that happening,
yes,
as well.
Absolutely.
Another thing people will be interested in, this is a sport gaining a lot of popularity in Las Cruces and around the country. Pickleball.
Yeah, apparently it's the name of the dog owned by the person who kind of invented this.
It sounds fun.
Back in the 1960s. Yeah, it's a cross between tennis, badminton, ping pong.
Yeah, I love it.
And it's really for people that, a number of people are former tennis players.
Yeah.
And it's not as strenuous.
And a new court at Apodaca Park opening this week, too.
Yeah, they did the ribbon cutting on that. But there's a number of places to play in Las Cruces, and Las Cruces is becoming a real pickleball center. They just need another court with eight courts to be able to host a national tournament.
And you can read about all those places in the bulletin. Thanks, Marty.
Thank you.